The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, as long as it's your health. And we don't talk about drugs or surgery, except what they can do aberrantly to you. Give me a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. What a beautiful day, finally in Washington. The 22nd today, and it is glorious outside. Hopefully you've been outside and had an opportunity to stretch a little bit, walk around, but, you know, now's the time that you listen to me. Why are we on Saturday? Why are we here at 4 o'clock? Well, because the Redskins played tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so I got bumped because of the pregame show. So we're here on Saturday. So when you want to find out where we're at and how we are, look at the calendar. And if the Redskins are in town, then you shift to Saturday at 4 p.m., and we will be here for you. But give us a call anyway, 888-630-9625. Those of you who have newly joining us and have not heard Dr. Tom Rozell Live, well, we've been here for a long time. You're just listening to the wrong day. And you need to pay attention. And if you want to see what we're all about, go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com. And check us out. See what we're all about. In the meantime, we have a program for you today, one that's timely, one that's very specific. You know, we're in the fall time of the year, almost through September, coming in October. And you're seeing all kinds of ads out there about your immune system, meaning you better go get your flu shot because, you know what's going to happen, right? Well, the problem is they don't work. And I'll get more into that a little bit later. But this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax, this Wednesday, the 26th at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a program called The Immune System, How to Build Your Arsenal. So how do you really stay well and get through it? And why does your body break down to begin with? That's the important piece. You know, what happened and why are you in such a bad place where you're going to get the colds and pneumonias and you don't feel good, your gut's not working and all those things we can go on. But in studio and be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., a very dear doctor, Dr. Leonard Poe. Welcome.
Hey.
It's about time you're back.
About time you had me back.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to just kind of wait a while, you know? No, seriously. This is a very timely program, and you're very in the know about this type of thing. And we're going to talk a little bit about the nervous system, biochemistry, and so forth. But let's start out really simply and moving, you know, in the direction that we need to go. This is a time that people get sick. And they get sick for a lot of different reasons. So why? Why, you know,
well, this
why
is,
are we breaking down now?
Yeah, this. So the season kicks off here. We just, you know, we just got done with summer, and everybody's stress level kicks back up really high because we're starting school again. We're getting back in our schedules. I know my life is crazy right now, you know, with all the different activities the kids have, with school, everything else. And then we get into this October through the new year smorgasbord of, you know, treats and desserts and alcohol and, you know, all sorts of things that aren't good for us that just beat up our immune system. So the immune system just crashes over this time.
You know, what people fail to understand is that starting in September, you know, we talk about vitamin D deficiencies on top of everything else. Vitamin D is essential. About 80% of you listening to this program in the northern latitudes have a significant vitamin C insufficiency deficiency, subsequently
D.
Yep. And, you know, that if you went outside this time of the year between now and April and you were mostly bare and stood in the sun, you're still not going to get enough receptor stimulation to produce vitamin D. So we've got that. We've got the change in weather. We've got all the junk that you just talked about. And people start breaking down and getting sick.
I think 80% is generous. I'd notch it up a little bit higher than that even. Vast majority of people are vitamin D deficient.
It's crazy. And, you know, we live lifestyles that we stay inside. Now it's going to get cold. So the excuse before was hot. And so now it's going to get cooler. And so I can't go outside. It's too cold. I can't go for a walk. It's too cold. And so you compound that with everything that they shove in their faces and not moving around and the stresses of, you know, that you mentioned. We got people who get sick. So what does that look like when the patient walks into the office? You know, what does that immunological suppression manifest itself as? You know, is it just the sniffles or does it go well beyond that?
Well, and lots of times you tend to make excuses about it. So you'll see the allergy start to uptick now. And, you know, but that's not them. That's the environment. It's kind of the excuse you'll hear with that. Ragweed and the tree molds and the things like that. Fatigue's probably the biggest thing. Everybody's a little bit more tired. You know, this is when people get sick. And you know what? It's okay to get sick. It's not a bad thing to get sick. It's a bad thing when you don't get over it. Everybody should get sick every once in a while. But when you get sick and you stay sick, you know, you're the guy at the office that always has a cough, always has a flu. You know, you get something and it takes like weeks to get over it. That's a bad thing. It should take a couple of days at the most.
And you're looking for
a day or two.
You're looking for your nose dope and Afrin and you know, all those things to try to put it aside. You're taking, you know, whatever junking region.
Which knocking down the histamine response is probably the worst thing you do if you actually want to get over this thing and not continue to get sick.
So are we talking about the body's just its response to its environment, trying to shed things? Or are we talking about infections and viruses?
Well, I think they're two different things.
That's why I asked the question.
So we could talk about your innate immune system, or we can talk about your adaptive immune system. And those are two different things. And that's an important piece because, you know, if you've got this history of, you know, fatigue, if you've got this history of just being sick all the time and just not feeling well all the time, then we have to look at, you know, malfunctions in that adaptive immune system. And that's the one that gets very specific. That's, I have a particular virus, I have a particular bacteria or fungus that my body is trying to respond to. A lot of people, their innate immune system, which is just that first line defense immune system. Those are things like the histamines, that mucal response we get with different kinds of allergies. That's that base immune system. And most of us, it's not working so well anymore. So you've got to look at really building that guy up. So,
you know, people get sick by walking around people who get sick, and they're not even being sneezed upon. They're not even touched them.
And that's because their immune system's weak.
So
it's just gotten beat. You're either not getting enough of what you need, or you're getting too much of things that you shouldn't have.
So when a patient comes in, they're coming in, I don't feel good. I got a headache. My neck and shoulders are sore. You know, they're coughing, or they have this low-level guttural, you know, shift in their voice. And, you know, they came in to see you for a lot of different reasons, but that presents itself, particularly this time of the year. Everybody in the office, we've got a heads up on it right now because we're going to see this repetitively between now and the end of March, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it takes a while for people to bounce back.
I want to talk about predispositions. I want to talk about why people get this way. We talk about, you know, those two different types of immunological responses. Meanwhile, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. My guest in the studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, Dr. Leonard Poe, is going to be talking about your immune system and how to get you strong and bring you up to the place where you're not going to be affected by this craziness. You can give us a call right now as well at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about the things that trigger those predispositions. What happens to people that make them more susceptible? And, you know, some people kind of get through this. They feel great. You know, I haven't had a flu vaccine. I've had one when I was 18 years old and I first started college, and I didn't know any better, if you will, and the devastation that the flu vaccine can cause and the fact that they don't work anyway. And if you check out what the CDC said the last 2 years, you say, why did I do this and expose myself to all this nonsense? But more importantly, why are immunological responses so bottomed out?
Oh, well, like I said, a big chunk of it is just going back to diet. If we're not eating, you know, if we're eating crap all the time and we're just putting junk in our bodies that our immune system's always trying to deal with, I mean, that's probably large scale. That's the biggest thing that you see with a lot of people. But we have too much stress. We're putting bad things in our body, and that just continues to pummel that immune system away, and it just gets to a weakened state. And then it's very hard to contend with those germs that are around you all the time. There are viruses, there are bacteria. This stuff is around you all the time. And the only difference between you getting sick or the next person getting sick has nothing to do with those viruses or those bacteria, any of that. It has to do with what your immune system looks like.
You know, there was an interesting article that I read a while back, and this goes back to actually a few years ago, probably 2015. And it was talking about there's a direct link between brain and immunological responses in the body. And what was said is that anything that disturbs the brain is going to disturb the body's reaction to defend itself throughout the entire system. Matter of fact, the researchers said that were involved in this thing that the brain and the immune system are very specific, and via the lymphatic vessels, those were the responses that the body began to break down, if you will, and that these lymphatic systems play a major role in neurological diseases that have immune components. So we're talking about all kinds, and I'm shifting a little bit because I'm taking it to another level. This week we had a very dear friend patient who passed away. And he passed away from ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. And so this is one of those neurological degenerative diseases. And, you know, you can couple that with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so forth and the destruction of the brain. But what we've learning is that the immune system may have a very important role in all of this, as well as if we understand it, we can be able to reverse this stuff. But it's becoming increasingly clear that the immune system starts in the brain and the second brain, which is the intestinal tract. 85% of immunological responses start in the gut. So this thing went to a team of researchers from the University of Virginia, right here in good old Virginia, and they brought about some very basic assumptions in neuroimmunology, and that's what we're going to talk about, is the neuroimmunological reactions of the body. And you know, so just, you know, for clarification, it's, you know, how the nervous system works with your body's responses to virtually anything. But years ago, Dr. Poe, in, you know, our field in applied kinesiology, which is especially that looks at the body in systems, you know, we maintained the idea that lymphatic drainage occurred in the brain. And traditional allopathic research said, no, it doesn't. The brain doesn't have any lymphatic channels. Then, voila, all of a sudden, they come up and they say, guess what happened? We have, in fact, that going on. So I want to get into how the brain and the gut and so forth also, so when there's trauma and there's injury and pain patterns and so forth, how it can affect neurological interference, if you will, within immunological responses.
Sure. We can. So, and I talk about neuroendoimmunology a lot, and as a big kind of foundational piece to with people when I treat them. But all those chemical messengers, whether you're talking about hormone responses, whether you're talking about neurotransmitters and brain function, and that has a lot to do with just, you know, if you're happy, you're going to be healthy. If you're sad, you're probably not going to be so healthy. But that has a lot to do with that other chemical messenger for the immune system, the cytokines and those interleukins. And those are the chemical messengers that direct all that function. So your neurology plays a big role in this, and your neurochemistry plays a big role in this, and so does your hormone response. And a big thing with trying to figure out with people, you know, why am I sick all the time? Well, is it a problem with your immune system? Is it a problem with your neurochemistry? Or is it a problem with your hormones, and how all those guys are talking to each other?
And we're going to try to touch upon all of that today, and to get more specific, this Wednesday evening, Dr. Leonard Pohl is going to present how to deal with that immune system and get it strong, how to bring you up to a place where you don't get sick and you don't have to worry about these things that we just touched upon right now. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live. We are in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us today. We'll be right back after some important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you on anything that's bugging you relative to your health. Let's see if we can do it in a natural way and get you off some of these crazy medications and potential surgeries that you're looking at down the road. We're talking about your immune system. Lots of garbage coming up pretty quickly. You know, this is when everybody gets sick and respiratory problems and sniffles and I don't feel good and things along that line. This Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, 26th of September, the immune system, how to build your arsenal. Dr. Leonard Pohl will be your presenter and your host, who's my guest today in studio. We're talking about exactly that. We're talking about immunological responses and what happens over a period of time when your body begins to break down. We touched a little bit about, you know, what goes in your body affects virtually everything. We're going to talk more about that this Wednesday. But more importantly, I want to get into what happens when the body's neurological system, Dr. Poe, is altered.
Sure.
And, you know, how that affects and why it expresses itself in immunological deficit, if you will.
And that's something that we find with a lot of the patients that we see, you know, both of us, where they've got this hodgepodge of all these different problems. They've got different kinds of physical problems, muscle problems, joint pain, you know, and then all sorts of neurological problems. You've seen stuttering, ataxia, things like that. And we're trying to figure out, okay, what's wrong with this person? Why are they having all these problems? Where's all this stuff, different stuff coming from? Why do they have so many different symptoms? Do they really have like 18 different problems? And, you know, what we find a lot of times with these patients is, you know, it's not those areas, even though that's where they're having the symptoms. It's a problem with the immune system, because as the immune system is altered and it's beat up and those chemical messengers change and it gets depleted over time, you start seeing changes in all those other chemical messengers. So you'll see changes to the hormonal system. You'll see changes to different kinds of inflammatory, you know, joint pains and things like that. You'll see problems with brain and brain function. The easiest example I can pull from it, I do not want to make today's radio program about this, but you'll see this with Lyme patients all the time, where you'll have that infection and you'll have this aberration in the immune system and you get this myriad of symptomatology that is very difficult to pin down in place. But you'll see it with other stuff. You'll see it low level with just, I'm sick all the time. I constantly have infections and fungals and things and parasites and, you know, all sorts of different stuff.
You know, we have a very large nerve in the body. Actually, it's not large. It's just long. And it starts in the brain. It goes everywhere. And it's called the wanderer. It's the vagus nerve. It's cranial nerve 10. And this nerve, 80% of the time, is a feedback receptor to the brain. Mm-hmm. It tells the brain what's going on. It tells the brain how to function. But often there is aberration within the brain. It doesn't connect properly. And then it has to do with that second brain called the gut. So when you're dealing with the vagus nerve, and if there's been injury to the skull, there's been injury to the brainstem, your, if you will, your primitive brain, that feedback loop doesn't work the way it should. And so subsequently, the body doesn't know how to respond to incoming, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that often in athletes. They're getting traumatized, people who've hit their head, things that... Young athletes particularly.
Yeah, we see it a lot. It's because it was never really looked at the same way.
It's true. Yeah. You know, when I was young and, you know, football helmets, you had a single bar across the face, right? And they were leather helmets, not quite that far back, but we at least did have plastic.
I'm being respectful. You're setting yourself up left and right.
I know you are. So I appreciate that. Yes, I will buy dinner later. But, you know, it's true, though.
We didn't take, you know, but just kids, it's just been over the past couple of years, they've, you know, you're not allowed to head the ball in soccer. You know, they're much more cautious about things like that. But those kids get traumas all the time. That sets them up for all sorts of immunological problems down the road.
You know, the life expectancy of people who are in sports that have that type of trauma to their heads is much shorter than people who, you know, don't involve themselves in that kind of participation. It's very different between a tennis player or mm-hmm. a racket player but somebody who plays football, American football, who's being beat up all the time, or somebody who is playing soccer where they're hitting their head, you know, against the ball constantly. There's trauma going on that dramatically depletes immunological response.
Don't forget hockey. Go Caps.
That's right. Even though they did well, they brought the Stanley Cup back.
That's right.
You know, they're still hurting.
Yeah.
And they're hurting bad.
Yeah.
So when you see that, is there, when you examine a patient, is that a primary consideration? Do you go back and check that history?
Sure,
are there demonstrable pieces that show up?
Absolutely, because those, you know, a lot of times those injuries are cumulative. It doesn't have to be, you know, a tremendous, you know, one single injury, but, you know, did you play sports like that growing up? I mean, those things add up over time.
You know, did you get in a fight with your brother or your sister? Your sister was older and she just slapped you around a little bit. You know, things like that happen. You know, you and I were only children, so, you know, we didn't have that problem. We just controlled our environment. Coming up to that part of the program where we have to take a short little break, and we're talking about immunological reactions. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, your host this Wednesday evening. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Yes, it is Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m., and it is the fall, and that's because the Redskins are playing home tomorrow. So we get shoved over to Saturday. So we have a brand new audience, or a lot of you who have never heard Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and we'd like to invite you to continue the habit and make it every Sunday when we're on Sunday at 12 noon, and when the Redskins are in town, we're on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Fortunately, it's only in the fall, otherwise it's very consistent. But you can go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Check it out, and you're going to see where we're going to be and how we're going to do it. And we have these programs that we're talking about today, our in-house continuing education programs, and they're on all kinds of subjects. Today we're talking about immunological response, what happens when, you know, and why you get sick, you know, your immune system, and we're going to try to teach you how to support it. That'll be this Wednesday, September 26, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Your presenter, your host, will be Dr. Leonard Poe, who's my guest today in studio, and it's going to be a night, I promise you, you're going to walk away with a tremendous amount of data and information that you will enjoy. And we're happy to do whatever we can. If you'd like to talk to us beforehand, all you have to do is reach out to RozelleCare.com or call the office at 703-698-7117 and have our staff get you in touch with one of our docs, and they will be happy to answer any of your questions. But in the meantime, we're going to explore this topic a little further and invite you to call us at 888-630-9625 or join us this Wednesday. And by the way, to register for the class, all you have to do is go online, go to RozelleCare.com, click it, you'll see about halfway down or so, you're going to see the immune system, how to build your arsenal. Click on it, registration's there. These are a gift to the community. We don't charge for these. These are our way of giving back to you because you need to be the captain of your ship. You know, years ago, I wrote a book, not years ago, it's probably about 5-6 years ago, I wrote a book called Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. And it was simply because I want you to have the capacity to be able to be your own doctor, your own director. So you know when you're being put upon. You need to know that there are some things that you shouldn't be walking into and what to do. And that's why we're doing the program today. We're doing it on the immune system. Dr. Poe, let's get back into talking a little bit about that nervous system and how it affects the immunological reactions of the body. It's important. I don't think a lot of people really get that, you know, the king of everything that happens is the nervous system. And today in virtually everything, you know, medicine now finally is waking up and they're looking at the brain and its effect on everything else throughout the body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked a little bit about injury patterns and what happens when there's trauma and immunological reactions begin suppressed. Let's talk about a little bit really how that takes place, how that vagus nerve, how these nerves that come off the spine, they're called splanchnic and parasympathetic nerves, cause immunological reactions to be suppressed and not respond properly. The platform is yours. Why does that happen? Seriously. No. You know, why do we, when we have those kind of irritations and trauma, why does the nervous system falter and suppress neurological reactions and not produce the things that we need to defend ourselves?
Well, and it's also a two-way street. I mean, you can have different kinds of impingements and irritations, not necessarily immune-related, but structure-related, that cause dysfunction with the nerves and then will cause dysfunctions with the immune system. So, I mean, it can be a two-way street. But something like the vagus nerve is so important because it's part of that parasympathetic system. So we lose that balance, and that's one of between the sympathetic system and the parasympathetic system, which have to do with our fight or flight system or our rest and digest system. So if you've got that imbalance there with that vagus nerve where it's not able to upregulate that rest and digest system, especially during this time of the year when there is so much stress, you get out of balance even more, and that's part of what leads people to being more and more sick. But there's all sorts of mechanisms that can begin that neurological dysfunction. It can be traumas, it can be injuries, it can be biochemical, it can be emotional things. Take your pick.
We really could talk about it.
People get hurt for all, you know, sorts of reasons.
Well, you know, interesting, in the brain, we got these crazy cells called the microglial cells, and they are where the brain really begins to initiate immunological responses.
Sure. And well, that's what it is in the brain. It's all about microglial activation.
Sure.
Which is very different from the rest of the body and its immune components and how it's activated. The brain's immune system is very different than the rest of the body's. It's very unique how it works. The rest of the body, it's very directed. It's very pinpoint, and that's that innate immune system I have. You know, this kind of bacteria and this kind of blood cell, it's the best one to shake at it and get it killed off. The brain is completely different, the way it reacts. And it's just total warfare. We're going to destroy not only the bacteria, but everything around it. And that's why when you have infections in the brain or you have, you know, things like Lyme disease, things like different kinds of hepatic viruses, it's very devastating to brain activity.
Let's talk about that a little bit, you know, because it came up the other day when I was with a patient and we were talking about somebody who we did a bioscan, and the bioscan showed that this person had all kinds of viral patterns that they'd been mm-hmm. at one point exposed to or had antibody reactions to. And they said, well, why, you know, how could this happen, number one? And so we started talking about what they did and where they'd been and where they lived and so forth. And there's been multiple exposures from all kinds of different things. So his question to me was, why do I have all these contacts and, you know, other people don't? I said, first of all, you're making an assumption that other people don't.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So all of us have the problem. We're all exposed to many things, but it depends on how the neurological system is handling immunological response. Somebody gets hurt and then all of a sudden they get sick.
Right.
They have a car accident and they fall apart.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
It's the fortitude of that that neuroimmune system that's able to either make you or break you.
You know, when we see that nervous system become irritated, either because of, you know, we don't keep ourselves in shape or because we have micro injuries, if you will,
right,
that stack on top of each other over time and we don't do anything about it. Our body hurts, but we put up with it. We take an aspirin or, you know, we do whatever we do to kind of keep the symptom at bay. But what we're actually doing is suppressing immunological response.
Right.
And so, you know, so when that happens, patient comes in to see you and now you got to deal with that immune system. Yeah, how do you start?
It's been suppressed for so long. You've got to start building it back up. And that's where you have to, there's a baseline with that innate system that I keep talking about. So things like B12 and vitamin C and stuff, like they're very, you know, immune neutral things, I'll call them, that you can start buffering that immune system up. But then you got to dig in and see, do you have particular things that you need to go after that have been hidden for a long time? I mean, I find Epstein-Barr patients all the time that they have no idea they've had it for years and years and years. And it's, you look at some of the numbers on some of the blood chemistries, it's like, you know, you've had a lot of exacerbations of this. It's probably one of the big reasons why you're tired. So you got to go and you got to start pinpointing some of these other guys, but you got to start building it up and making it more robust.
So let me ask you a question. Is this stuff reversible?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you do,
Wait. Epstein-Barr in particular?
No, across the board.
Across the board. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Everything is either fixable or manageable in a good quality of life. And that's the thing. You can fix all these things.
So when you're talking about manageable,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about drugs?
No. Of course I'm not talking about
obviously
drugs.
Obviously, I'm putting you on the point here.
Yeah. No. So, no, things like Epstein-Barr. So you're never going to get rid of that viral component, right? I mean, it's going to always be there. As far as we know, as far as we know about the body and science and everything else right now, you know, you can't get rid of those things, but you can keep them pushed down and hidden away so that they're not activated. And that's very manageable with some very simple things you can do, vitamin and amino acid wise, to be honest with you.
You know,
not hard.
Let me bring up one of the commercials, and I've done it repetitively now for a while, but you're right on topic with this thing. And it's, we have these things, these viral patterns that are linked into our cell tissue
mm-hmm.
and our genetic expression.
Sure.
So on television, on the radio, you hear now the big push for everybody should go out and get a shingle vaccine, right?
Yeah.
And because they're going to stop the shingles from occurring. So we've already got the virus in us that causes the shingles to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So now we're putting a mitigated, attenuated virus, the same thing, in our system. To do what? It's already there.
It's already there.
Right. So if they give the vaccine, if the immune system is weakened, guess what it's going to cause? Shingles.
Right.
So this is the stupidity behind some of the immunological theories, but it's only there to sell money.
Healthy people that are managing their stress well do not get shingles.
No, they do not.
No.
And, you know,
is something you can have chicken pox and never get shingles. Lots of people do. you get shingles because your immune system gets beat up.
You know, we were probably parents that would have been arrested early on because when our children were
maybe still
up,
in California, I don't know.
Probably. You know, our kids would grow up and you know, if somebody on the block had measles or chicken pox or something like that,
yeah,
we'd send them out to play with them.
The measles thing, that drives me nuts.
You know, go get the exposure.
Yeah. You get lifelong immunity.
It's just always there. You're protected. But this is how Fifth Avenue marketing, if you really listen to the commercials, they take and twist and massage the truth and to make you think that you're a lousy parent for not making it happen.
The only cases of polio we see here in the U.S. are from vaccines.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
There's no endemic polio here in the U.S.
No, it doesn't exist.
No.
And remember, a few years ago, they said that they had this huge epidemic of measles, right? Would it affect a few hundred kids?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, really? You're going to go out, you're going to vaccine the population and give more of these kids more problems?
It's the exact opposite of Ebola. It's incredibly communicable and incredibly survivable.
And then you have MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella,
yeah,
which they know that with the advent of the MMR, we're starting to see huge numbers of autistic kids.
Yes, yes. Because the way it weakens the neuroimmune system.
And by the way, if you want to check out the facts that we're talking about right now, go to a website called Vaxxed.com. And Vaxxed.com. And you're going to get that, and you're going to get all kinds of other information in there. And then if you want to talk to me about it, let's talk, because it's amazing.
If it's so completely safe, then why can they not be sued?
It's because they got the government in the back pocket. You know, it's called the FDA and the CDC, and, you know, they've made an agreement. And not only that, but part of the cost of the vaccine goes towards legal defense and paying off patients who get sick.
You know, talking about the cost of the vaccine and kickbacks, I find it odd that the more patients you have in your office that are fully vaccinated, the more money you get as a doctor.
Oh, absolutely. Isn't that interesting?
That's a little,
Isn't that interesting?
It's kind of a conflict, I think, as a healthcare professional.
I wonder.
But I guess if you believe in that crap, you believe in that crap. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you believe that, you know, the world's flat until somebody decides that it's not flat, I don't know, it's a Hutter's monkey effect or something.
I mean, that's why they won't take parents, they won't take children as patients with parents that don't want to have them vaccinated because it hurts the bottom line.
Interesting. So that's what you run into all the time with yours. How do you get around that with your kids?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay, 888-630-9625.
888-630-9625. I got a wife that will crucify me later on.
Well, you have a wife who's a tiger mom to begin with, and she's out there, you know, leading the fight against so much of this stuff. And God bless her. She's now PTO president someplace, or, you know, it's like, wow.
Feed your kids right. You know, keep them healthy. Keep them happy. Keep them, you know, involved and active, and they're going to grow up healthy.
You know,
kids are never sick.
No, they're not. They
get little flu bugs, you know, once or twice a year that last a day. And that's it.
And full disclosure, right? So these children have been treated by an old-fashioned remedy, a secret remedy called chiropractic adjustments since they were born. And my son and my daughter, you know, grew up with being treated with acupuncture, with chiropractic manipulation, and their mother's a nutritionist. And my son used to get so irritated that he would say, Dad, can I have a sick school day? Because all of his other buddies were out of school, and he would never get sick. And I said, no, your job is to go to school. Mine's to go to work. 888-630-9625.
And then he stopped asking.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Leonard Poe, my guest in studio, will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday, the 26th at 7 p.m. If you think we're having fun now, wait till you show up this Wednesday evening. Give us a call. All you have to do is go to the website at rosellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, rosellecare.com, or simply call 703.
But we'll go through, and we'll go through all these different pieces and really kind of tell you, you know, how do you start building up your immune system? How do you get ready for this season? Not only this season, but the rest of your life, but how do you start building up this immune system? What do you got to stop doing and what do you got to start doing?
You have the ability to control your health. Some of us don't want to do it because it means we have to change our lifestyles a little bit. We have to do things a little differently. We have to be proactive instead of sitting back and waiting for somebody to do it to it, you know, do it to us. So when we realize that we have control, and then we look at how our bodies are functioning neurologically, biomechanically, everything that's outside of our body that affects it, we have the ability to either push it away or become victims of that incoming, the foods that we shouldn't be eating, things that we need more of, we don't get enough of. You know, and then the emotional stress patterns. We react. Living in Washington, you don't even have to be in a stressful environment.
Miserable.
All you got to do is turn on the radio or the television and listen to Talking Heads. I don't do that anymore. I can't stand it.
I had to stop. I just feel my blood pressure going up. I can't have an aneurysm at 42.
I'm telling you, I just can't. I listen to music in my car. I'm listening to somebody so I can get some more education, but it makes me absolutely crazy. This Wednesday evening, we're going to talk about a lot of different pieces of the immune system. I want to talk about the flu vaccine while we're on it, because it's ineffective. The flu vaccine is ineffective. 2017, 2018, 2016, 17, the flu vaccine was found to be totally ineffective.
It's like less than 10%, isn't it?
That's right. There was only one strain of flu that it may have had a little bit of effect on, and it was only about 20%. It's extremely important that you understand how it's being manipulated. And when they say that it's effective, they say, well, the flu vaccine was 40% effective. What that really means...
Where? Which region of the world?
Is that 60%... we're going to go to the phones. Wait a minute. We're coming up to a break. Hold this caller. Carl, I see you on the line. Don't go away. I'm going to take you after the break because you're asking the question about the flu vaccine, and I want to give you absolute details on it because, trust me, the flu vaccine, you got a better chance of getting sick than you do preventing the flu, and I'm going to tell you why. But more importantly, we're going to tell you what to do about it and how you can protect yourself. It's not okay to be duped by Big Pharma. And, you know, when you're talking about billions of dollars, direct and indirect profits into their pocket, this is something that you need to know about. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We're in studio today. It's Saturday, and it's beautiful outside. Why are we on Saturday at 4 p.m.? Because we're supposed to be here on Sundays, right? And nevertheless... because Redskins are playing tomorrow at home. They have a pregame show, so we're here. But if you'd like to talk to us, all you have to do is call us here when we're on the air, 888-630-9625, or go to RozelleCare.com. That's the same way and same thing you're going to do to register for Dr. Leonard Poe's program on immunological health. And it's this Wednesday, the 26th, 7 p.m., the immune system and how to build your support system, your arsenal, if you will. Talking about the flu vaccine, Carl was on the line, and he kind of drifted off there. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. We've got more calls coming. You're supposed to call during the program, not when we're almost done. But nevertheless, just understand that the flu vaccine doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for the last 3 years. There's one strain that it had a little bit of an impact on. But the influenza virus goes after everybody. It doesn't make any difference of age. But the problem is that they go out and they give you, the flu vaccine, attenuated virus, in an attempt to stimulate your body's immunological response. The problem is what we just got done talking about. And that is unfortunate relative to everything that's, that they're trying to sell you.
Well, and there's genetic drift and genetic shift, which means that flu gene has changed since the vaccine's been made, so it's not effective.
And when they pick the virus, they picked last year's virus, and they're trying to make it happen this year. We're going to go very quickly to the phones. We don't have a lot of time. Liz, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Thank you, Doctor. I wanted to ask you, Vegas and vestibular. They're not one and the same, correct?
No. The vestibular is a part of the brain, and it has a lot of the automatic reflexes to the rest of the body. It's the lower portion of your brain stem. And the vagus nerve is one of the cranial nerves from the brain. It's the 10th cranial area. There's somewhat close proximity to each other, but they're two distinct areas. They're different. One's a cranial nerve, and one's part of the brain.
Okay, very good.
Does that help?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
So, we get into all of these crazy, silly terms of, you know, what the body is doing and so forth. And it's important that we take the time and we explain it. You know, we're going to get into some of the neurology of the brain in the office one of these days and invite all of you in and show you exactly in detail how it really works. Dr. Poe, we're coming up to the end of the program. And thumbnail, what are you going to be talking about and how are you going to approach it this Wednesday evening?
Like I said, I think we'll talk about the innate immune system and, you know, a little bit about the adaptive immune system. But how do you start building up your immune system? How do you start preparing for the season we're coming in? How do you keep yourself? If you've been sick, how do you get out of it? If you want to keep from getting sick, what do you need to start doing now?
You know, it's going to be a fascinating evening. Seriously, if you really want to have some tools and some armament, you know, to make things different and get through this winter season, as I said earlier, you know, and very rapidly, I haven't had a flu shot since I was 18 years old. I haven't been sick.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
I don't think you have.
I don't know.
Well, you went to Virginia Military Institute. Did they make you have it going in?
No.
No? You skated.
Yeah, I don't remember ever having one.
I'm even more impressed that you got around it. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because generally, you know, it's like you're going to have it or you're not getting into this place.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that vitamin C, zinc, echinacea, get rid of the sugars, lots of vegetables, get some exercise.
Get rid of the sugars.
Drink a lot of water.
Get rid of the sugars.
1 teaspoon of sugar decreases your white blood cell activity by 12% for 8 hours. It's like they're comatose. They're out to lunch. We're coming up to the end of the program. Join us this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Register. Just go to RoselleCare.com. We'll be here same time, same place next week. Love you all. Bye.